Every time I either write or talk about these murderous bastards that should be kept in jail for the rest of their lives, I think about Virginia Morse. I think about the Connell family, and I think about the Cobby family and what that family went through, Anita Cobby's parents and her sister and everyone else connected with them, friends, family. And on the line is Mr. Brian Morse, the husband of Virginia Morse. G'day, Brian.
How are you, Ray?
Well, I'm worried about the Upper House inquiry, but then I'm not worried because it would be political suicide for the Baird government to do anything other than leave it the way it is.
It's absolutely unbelievable. You know, I've listened to you interviewing Bob Carr, and, you know, a lot of people don't understand just how much Bob helped me and many others, perpetrators, you know, victims of those terrible crimes. But, you know, along the way, I just can't believe that this is still going on and on and on. It never stops.
Well, I've been blamed for it because I encouraged the Corrective Services Minister to actually make sure these people weren't minimum security as they'd slipped through the net over a period of time. And all of a sudden it's a shock jock as to, you know, this Dr. Padgett. It's my fault, according to Dr. Padgett, who's some inspector in charge of corrections. I mean, he's a do-gooder with good intentions, I'm sure, but he should pull his head in because they're looking for wood.
No, look, I'm not criticising you. All I want to do is thank you and people like Bob and the victims of crime. You know, what has been put into all this to keep this? I mean, it's just as well it's kept boiling, I suppose, because eventually we've come to the end where we're getting some closure at long last. You know, they're not going to get out.
No, they're certainly not.
And that's a blessing. But, you know, the publicity that it brings forth doesn't help victims one little bit.
No.
You know, but it's got to be. That's the law.
Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because if we don't talk about it and scream from the rooftops,
absolutely,
perhaps
absolutely,
someone just slips this through the blind side and we don't know about it. So it's just terrible that we've got to revisit this on behalf of families like yours. But it's, I can give you a gold-plated guarantee, Mr. Morse, for as long as I'm broadcasting, I don't know how long that'll be, I'll continue to champion the cause for victims of crime.
And I'm so appreciative of your support. I really am. I thought the articles in the Telegraph yesterday were excellent. And let's just keep being in a positive mind, and, you know, that's what everyone is, and certainly you are. And thank you ever so much for all your efforts, Ray.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. You're a great gentleman.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Morse.
Right.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ray.
All the best, Brian. Thank you. That's the husband of Virginia Morse. I'd like Mr. Padgett to sit down. I don't know if Mr. Padgett's ever read the remarks of Justice Taylor in relation to Baker and Crump, but perhaps he could sit down with Mr. Morse, as Mr. Carr previously did, and have it explained to him what these men did to that poor woman, having murdered Mr. Lamb 3 days before for no reason, just pulled up and shot him in the head, no apparent reason. Mr. Padgett thinks they need to see gardens and the light of day. Dear, oh dear, Dr. John Padgett, the Inspector of Custodial Services in the state of New South Wales, hang your head in shame.